Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. We're in the Sermon on the Mount, and last time I began talking about one of the more difficult subjects in all of the Bible, in the church, out of the church, that is the subject of divorce. In Matthew 5:31, Jesus said this, "It was said," and he's referring to Deuteronomy 24, "whoever sends his wife away, let him give her a certificate of divorce." It was a written document, and divorce meant going away, so you were sending her away. "But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except for the reason of unchastity," that's sexual immorality, adultery, "makes her commit adultery, she becomes a victim of adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman who's been put in that situation, that man himself commits adultery." That was very difficult teaching, then and now. So let me give some clarity to it. A certificate of divorce was a written document that Moses allowed. I read to you last time the verse in Malachi 2 where God said, "I hate divorce." We go back to Genesis and the union of Adam and Eve. God said this, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Jesus is speaking into what Moses allowed, but not something that God put in the law or ever intended. In Matthew 19, verse 3, some Pharisees came to Jesus, testing him and asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all?" And Jesus answered and said, "Have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.'" Those are God's words out of Genesis 2. Jesus added the following, "So they are no longer two but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate." Then they said to him, "Why then did Moses command to give her a certificate of divorce and send her away?" And here's the key. Jesus said to them, "Because of the hardness of your heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it has not been this way." And he repeats what he said in Matthew 5. "I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for immorality, and marries another woman, commits adultery." Clear, but difficult teaching, and we'll talk more about that next time. Hanging on His every word, for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.